Welcome to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, the podcast that brings you expert advice, transparency, and clarity around franchise ownership. Whether you are a prospective or current franchisee or franchisor, or simply curious about the topic, say hello to your host, Christine Givens.
Welcome back to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, where I share my knowledge, experience, and hard-earned lessons learned about franchise ownership. I'm your host, Christine Givens, and today I'm talking about the five reasons to invest in a franchise. If you're considering franchise ownership, this episode will give you some food for thought, so let's get started. One of the primary benefits of investing in a franchise is the proven and hopefully successful business model it offers. Presumably, franchisors have already developed and tested the concept, products, and services, reducing the risks associated with starting a business from scratch. By following a proven business model, you should have a roadmap to success right from the beginning. Keep in mind that emerging franchises, those that are newer, only a couple years old, may have proven the business model on a small scale, but have limited experience on a large national scale. When evaluating franchises, especially emerging franchises, make sure you sufficiently vet the business model. What does this mean? You should validate the business model by talking to as many existing and former franchisees as possible. Former franchisees are a good source of information because it's important to understand why they left the franchise system. Just keep in mind that the franchisees who have left the system may have a negative view of the franchisor and the franchise system. You'll have to sift through the negative comments to determine what is actually viable and valid. Talking to customers is another way to validate the business model. By understanding the customer's needs and their preferences, their buying patterns, you can assess whether the franchise's offerings align with the local market and have the potential for success. Another reason to invest in a franchise is you're tapping into an established brand. This built-in recognition can be a significant advantage as customers already know about the brand and can't choose a brand they don't know about. Two issues to keep in mind. One, how do customers view the brand? Does it have a positive brand reputation? Presumably it does, otherwise you wouldn't be considering the franchise. Secondly, emerging franchises probably don't have the national brand recognition. The franchise in which I invested was well known in Southern California, but not in other parts of the U.S. If you're considering an emerging franchise, I would ask the franchisor how they plan to build awareness in your geographical region. Another reason to invest in a franchise is franchise opportunities typically provide comprehensive training programs to ensure you, as the franchisee, have the knowledge and skills to operate the business effectively. On top of that, franchisors often offer ongoing support in a variety of areas, such as operations, management, human resources, and marketing. This support gives you access to expertise and resources that can help increase your chance of success. Again, as with everything, when you're considering and vetting a franchise opportunity, you want to thoroughly vet the franchisor's training programs and ongoing support. Talking to the franchisor, and more importantly, the existing and former franchisees, is the best way to understand how the training and ongoing support works. I recommend asking franchisees, as many franchisees as you can, very detailed questions on the types of training and ongoing support provided. For example, what is the duration and frequency of training? Is there a cost associated with training or support? What types of training does the franchisor provide, and who within the franchisor organization leads the training? Did the franchisee feel prepared for the different aspects of the business? What sort of ongoing support does the franchisor provide? Is the franchisor responsive when the franchisee has questions or concerns or problems? Who within the franchisor's organization is providing the ongoing support? This is very important because you want to make sure the person who is guiding you within the organization is qualified to do so. The franchisee's responses to all these questions will give you a better picture of the franchisor's initial training and ongoing support. Reason number four to invest in a franchise relates to economies of scale, thanks to the bulk purchasing power franchisors often have. They can negotiate better deals with suppliers, which should translate into lower costs for franchisees. Additionally, shared advertising and centralized marketing efforts can be more cost-effective for the franchisees compared to owning your own business. Keep in mind that franchisors will most likely require you as a franchisee to use certain vendors and suppliers, including requiring franchisees to purchase products and services directly from the franchisor. While this sounds like it would be very convenient to be able to purchase from the franchisor, it can be frustrating when you experience supply chain issues, or if you experience supply chain issues, or you find a less costly supplier that you can't use. I experienced both of these frustrations when I was a franchisee. We were required to offer certain brands to our customers. Unfortunately, we often experienced supply chain issues with these proprietary products provided by the franchisor or mandated by the franchisor, and we were precluded from sourcing alternative products and brands from other vendors. I often found less costly suppliers as well and could not use them because they were not on the approved supplier list. Keep in mind the franchisor must disclose in the FDD what products and supplies the franchisee must purchase or lease from the franchisor or the franchisor's designated suppliers. The franchisor must also disclose revenue and rebates that the franchisor earned from selling source restricted supplies and products to the franchisees. It's very important to talk to the franchisees and thoroughly review the FDD so you have a detailed understanding of the required vendors, what those vendors will cost you, and how much, if anything, the franchisor earns from those required vendors. Another reason to invest in a franchise is franchises provide access to well-established systems and processes, such as inventory management, customer service protocols, and operational procedures. Presumably, these systems have been refined and optimized over time, making it easier for you as the franchisee to run your business efficiently and effectively. Like with the business model, the systems and processes may not be as well established and developed as you expect. You as a prospective franchisee need to vet the systems and processes by, again, interviewing the franchisor and talking to as many franchisees as possible. It can be awkward to talk to franchisees, but it's so important to ask them detailed and specific questions. You want to understand what you're getting into before you sign on the dotted line. I want to mention one last reason you often see cited in articles about franchise ownership. You often see lower risk as a reason for investing in a franchise. While investing in a franchise may seem like a safer option compared to starting a standalone business, it's not necessarily less risky. That's my opinion. Franchises come with their own set of challenges and uncertainties. The success of a franchise relies heavily on factors beyond an individual franchisee's control, such as overall performance and reputation of the franchisor, changes in market conditions, which you would experience as a standalone business owner as well, and the ability to manage a franchise. The franchisor may not be effective at managing the entire business and all the franchisees. They may not be requiring franchisees to abide by the standards, which hurts the overall brand. I mean, there's so many things that the franchisee does not have control over. Additionally, the initial investment and ongoing fees associated with a franchise can be substantial, which adds additional financial pressure. It's very important to evaluate whether the franchisor's profit model is viable, especially when you're paying these royalty and advertising fees. The franchisor needs to provide you with value commensurate with the fees you're paying in royalties and advertising fees. If you're not getting the value for what you're paying, you shouldn't be making the investment in that particular franchise system. In my situation, the franchisor was not providing value equal to what we as the franchisees were paying in royalties, which made it very difficult, if not impossible, for the franchisees to generate the projected profit margins. And there you have it, 5 reasons to invest in a franchise. Let me recap. Proven business model, an established brand, initial training and ongoing support, economies of scale, and established systems and processes. Just be mindful that while franchises offer advantages, as I just outlined, it's crucial to assess the potential drawbacks. Thorough research, due diligence, and a realistic evaluation of your own skills and financial resources are essential in making an informed decision, balancing the benefits and advantages, costs, and risks is key to achieving long-term profitability and personal fulfillment in the world of franchising. So weigh your options carefully, seek professional advice, and make a decision that aligns with your goals and capabilities. Thanks for listening, and look out for next week's episode.